It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Vesta Dipping Grill in Denver is known for its many sauces.
Black pepper aioli, dried berry chutney, roasted corn sauce, green chili gastrique, rosemary ginger, miso.
Altogether, there are 36 dipping sauces on the menu. The man listing them off is Vesta's chef, Matt Selby. We met him at the restaurant as part of our series Cooks in the Kitchen. We're talking with chefs who are divulging some of their secrets in new cookbooks. His is called Beyond the Sauce. Matt, it's really nice to be in your kitchen.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Okay, there's crazy about food, and then there's Matt Selby crazy about food. Can we just get the tattoos out of the way?
Yeah, you know, most of my tattoos are food-related. You know, you've seen the foie gras knuckles.
Yeah, so you've got F-O-I-E on one hand, G-R-A-S on the other.
Uh-huh. You know, sacred fennel.
Fennel is an ingredient you love?
It's one of my favorite vegetables.
Okay, so that tattoo is up your forearm.
It's on the forearm.
On your right side.
Right side bicep is the sacred peach. Salt, pepper, lemon, the holy trinity of cooking. Chopstick instructions on the left arm.
So like over your bicep and tricep are
how to use chopsticks, yeah. And then right above that is my favorite cheese of all time, Explorateur, a French triple cream.
This is the label
just the label right off of the package. So that's only some of them. I can only take off so much of my chef card.
Why the tattoos?
I don't know. Just one of those things I've always loved and always been into ever since I was a kid.
Let's talk about who your influences were as a kid.
Absolutely. As far as cooking itself, my mom. My mom was a single-parent mom, and while mom was an excellent cook, she had a very rigid repertoire of, you know, spaghetti and meatball Mondays, meatloaf Tuesday, pork chop Wednesday, you get it.
Uh-huh.
But also, I was a closet Julia Child lover. And, you know, being a young man, you know, that ain't something you want to share with everybody. You know, I like watching Julia Child.
This is why you were in the closet about it.
Right. But, you know, I would say between those very early pre-celebrity chef cooking shows and my mom and just her saying, you know what, you're sick of spaghetti and meatballs? Cook. You know, you seem to enjoy it, then go for it. So
you grew up in Denver.
Yes, sir.
And when you would watch, say, Julia Child cook, is it something that you immediately ran out and then did yourself?
Oh, I tried to. I remember one time calling my mom. My mom would be home at like 5:30 every day. I caught her before she left the office at 4:45. I just got done watching Julia. She's like, I need a leg of lamb. I need some rosemary. I need some lavender. And she laughed. She's like, you know what? There's frozen ground beef in the freezer. And this is where the onion powder is. Get started.
Suffice it to say, you did not have access at the time to fresh lavender.
No. Absolutely not. Again, you know, single-parent mom on a budget and raising two growing crazy boys.
If you're coming to Vesta Dipping Grill for the first time, how does it work?
For the entree, you choose an entree, and then you get three dipping sauces from our list of 36 different dipping sauces, all worldly, all eclectic, all different styles, salsas, reductions, chutneys, aiolis, that type of thing. I do have some of my suggestions for each entree, three that you can choose that really pair well with that entree.
But so I could go with your suggestions or any of the dozens of other sauces.
Any of the other ones, or I love it when people order extra sauces because they're that interested and that into the concept.
So Matt Selby, the title of the new cookbook for Vesta Dipping Grill suggests you want to get beyond the sauce.
Uh-huh.
The sauces are in there, though, but you've got appetizers like the Yucatan shrimp with refried coconut milk black beans. There's the fennel endive salad. There's fennel.
Yep.
From your tattoo, made famous by your tattoo. Entrees like the fig and port grilled Colorado lamb. What are we going to cook today?
We're going to make one of our signature sauces that's been on the menu since day one. One of our most popular, fan favorite. The crowds love it. If you took it off the menu, I think I'd probably get death threats. So we're going to make it as a sauce. But another reason why we go through so much of it in the kitchen is because we also use it as a marinade on one of our most popular entrees, which is the sweet chili ginger tuna.
So this is the sweet chili ginger sauce we'll be making?
Exactly. So what we'll do is we'll make it as a sauce, and then you'll be able to taste it on a great piece of fish as a marinade. So should we get started?
Yeah.
Got the little home blender right here that I affectionately call the margarita maker. So like what we're making now, imagine being made in a 5-gallon bucket for a regular night.
So you've started cutting the ginger for this sauce.
Notice we don't peel it. I'm very anti-peeling of ginger. I like that flavor. It adds a bit of a bitterness. So to that, we're going to add some soy sauce.
Okay.
And then we're going to add some rice wine vinegar. And then we're going to add, it's sweet chili sauce. And you'll see this in a lot of markets.
Okay.
Pour some of that in.
This is the kind of stuff you'd see at like a Vietnamese market.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, increasingly, I'm beginning to see it on more worldly shelves at other, you know, mainstream markets, which is cool. I like seeing that. We finish it with sesame oil. You'll notice I haven't done that yet. What I'm going to do is puree this. Then we're going to slowly drizzle in the oil. So here goes the blender.
It's really a beautiful color. It's almost like a dark peanut color.
Yeah. And it's cool because while we broke down a lot of that ginger fiber, you can also still see some chili and ginger texture in there, which I like. I love texture. I think that texture is a huge part of dining.
So when a sauce comes out, you might be able to see little bits of what made it.
Yes. One of my favorite sauces that we have on the menu is the jalapeno ponzu. And you can see whole sections of jalapeno and jalapeno seeds just kind of floating in the sauce. So we're going to turn it back on, and we're going to slowly drizzle in the sesame oil. And the reason we're going to slowly drizzle it in is we're trying to emulsify it. We want this sauce to accept the oil and make it nice and smooth and a tight emulsification.
Again, this is sesame oil.
Sesame oil.
And you're going to do that as you're blending?
Yes.
Okay.
Let it run its cycle, and then now look at the color.
It's a little, almost golden.
But you can still see some texture.
Are there sauces that just tank? Like, that just don't do well?
How did I know you were going to ask me that? House of dipping sauces, are there any failures? Well, years ago, I think this was back in 1999, we had a smoked banana sauce.
People just weren't gravitating towards the smoked banana.
We're not gravitating. We were having production issues with it. The appearance of it, the flavor of it, bananas, I guess, are just not one of those ingredients that you want to feature as a star of a sauce. Maybe a component, but not the star.
Well, let's turn our attention back towards what is a star sauce, the sweet chili ginger
sauce. Sweet chili ginger. So we just got done pureeing it. And, you know, all of the sauces in the book are as simple as what we just did. So, like I said, I've got this piece of tuna. This is sashimi grade. We cut it down last night, and we marinated it in the sweet chili ginger, that feature sauce. And now what we'll do is we're going to season it. Let me turn on this pan really quick, if that's okay, so I can get it nice and hot.
You know what I'm amazed by is how small the kitchen is and how much you have to do back here.
It is a small kitchen, and it's you have to take advantage of every inch of space. You got seven guys online, elbow to elbow, and it gets pretty crazy, pretty raucous.
So we're going to put this tuna.
So I got the tuna. I want to season it really quick. I've got some salt.
And we've already got it marinating.
Got some pepper. And then one of the things that I included in the book, dashi, or powdered dashi, it's a powdered, dehydrated Japanese soup stock. I like to use it as a seasoning, like almost as a salt. So we turned on this sauté pan, got it nice and smoking hot. We're going to add some sesame oil.
And you're reaching over my shoulder here to be able to grab the oil. This is
like
what you're talking.
Clash of the Titans right now. We're both very tall.
But this is the elbow-to-elbow you're talking about.
Yes, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Making sure that we have that that oil nice and hot. And then we'll put that tuna in the pan.
So the tuna with your seasoning and your sweet chili ginger sauce.
And we'll season the other side. And you notice just because the saute pan has a handle on it, I didn't just reach right in there and start shaking it up. I put it in there and left it alone. You want to build a nice crisp sear on that side of the tuna before you start doing anything. And you can see that sear building up on the side. So now's probably a good time to give it a quick move. And we're going to sear this rare. Hope that's not a problem, but that's, you know, it's sashimi-grade tuna. I like to showcase that.
Okay.
So we're going to eat it rare, which is essentially seared on the outside and raw, you know, pretty much raw on the inside. I think that's looking pretty good, so we'll take that out of the pan. I'm going to let it rest for a minute. We just seared in a lot of great flavor. Maybe 5 minutes on a piece of steak. Maybe slightly less on a nice piece of tuna.
But it's just sitting there asking me to eat it.
Well, we'll cut it up, and we'll go from there.
I guess I have to be patient. Okay, Matt, tell me that we've waited long enough.
You've been very patient. You know, we'll pair it with that sauce that we just made, the sweet chili ginger.
And we're really tasting the sauce in two ways here, because the fish has been marinating in the sweet chili ginger, and we've got it as a side.
Yes.
So here I've got a...
You got some forks right there.
Fork right here.
We do good?
Mmm. Oh, it's a fantastic combination. There's a sweetness to the fish.
Absolutely.
And then in the sauce, a savory aspect that just really balances mm-hmm. the dish. One thing we're asking every chef in this series is other restaurants in Colorado you respect and enjoy.
Certainly have to say a lot about Jen Jasinski. I love her book and I love her restaurants. Her newest one, Euclid Hall, is outstanding, and they're just they're killing it down there.
This is in Larimer Square, just off Larimer Square in Denver. Uh-huh.
And also on Larimer is two other restaurants, Osteria Marco, Tag. Love those restaurants. I'm a huge fan of Lola. I love Lola, the coastal Mexican.
This is in the Highlands area of Denver.
Yep. I got to tell you, my favorite restaurants are places like Superstar Asian, little hole-in-the-wall Asian restaurant that does dim sum.
Is this on near Alameda and yes. Federal in Denver?
Yes. Steve's Snappin' Dogs. I love their hot dogs. There's a burrito cart just down the street from Vesta. They do tinga, which is a pulled chicken chipotle and star anise, kind of like chicken stew. They do it in a burrito. That's what I'm into right now, is kind of hidden street food.
I wonder if you could tell us about your worst job as a cook.
Well, before I fell in love with cooking and restaurants and hospitality, I was cooking at a corporate restaurant. We won't say any names. You have to buy the book to find that out.
I could say it right now. It rhymes with Shenigans.
Shenigans?
Rhymes with Shenigans.
Love it.
That's all I'll say.
I'd been working there since I was 14. I spent about 8 years there, busboy, dishwasher, prep cook, became a line cook. It was a paycheck. I hated it. While I was in love with like things like Julia and cooking at home, I didn't make the connection between doing that and being able to make a career out of it, because what seemed to be a career option at Shenigans was, opening a bag of potato soup, mixing it with milk, and that's the recipe. Does that make sense? I did not make the connection that I could enjoy cooking.
Thank you so much, Matt, for having us.
My pleasure.
In the Vesta
Absolutely.
Kitchen.
Thank you for joining me.
Vesta, by the way, the goddess of the hearth.
Goddess of the hearth.
In Roman mythology.
Yes.
Chef Matt Selby's new cookbook is Beyond the Sauce. It's inspired by his work at Vesta Dipping Grill in Denver. He's also the culinary brains behind Steuben's in Denver. We've posted the recipe for the sweet chili ginger sauce and the tuna at cpr.org. There you can also listen to our other conversations with cooks in the kitchen. Next Friday, we're off to the Fort Restaurant in Morrison. The new Fort Cookbook is a blend of food and history.